You're listening to Vatican Radio. Members of St. Peter's Cricket Club take off for Fatima in Portugal on Wednesday for an interfaith tournament, as well as for a visit to the world-famous Marian Shrine. The four-day sporting tour takes place just ahead of Pope Francis's visit to Fatima to mark the 100th anniversary of the Marian apparitions there. The Pope will make a pilgrimage to the Portuguese town on May the 12th and 13th. St. Peter's players, also known as the Vatican 11, comprised of priests and seminarians studying for the priesthood in Rome, travel to Lisbon and spend the first day at the shrine in Fatima. Throughout this Light of Faith tour, they'll be hosted by the Municipal Council and people of Miranda do Corvo, near the historic university city of Coimbra. One of the goals of the Vatican Cricket Club, established in 2013, is to build bridges with people of other Christian churches and other faith communities. Seminarian Jose Matthew from India is one of the team's top bowlers. He talked to me about preparations and expectations for this Portuguese pilgrimage. You're looking ahead, together with the rest of the team, to this upcoming Light of Faith tour in Fatima. Tell us a bit about preparations so far.
We have been preparing well for the tournament ahead. We have been going through physical exercises, practice matches. We have played against some colleges here in Rome. We have gone to Campanella Cricket Ground for a couple of matches. Last week, we played against a team from England, and we will have another practice session before we leave. So that would make us well prepared for the matches, I suppose.
How many matches are you actually going to be playing, do you know?
Three in Portugal. And during the summer, we will play a couple of other matches here in Rome too. On 6th of May, we have another match against a team from Ireland. And in October also, we have four matches against teams from Argentina and England.
Have you been to Portugal or Fatima before?
No. Portuguese have come to my home and India. Some teachers have told me that in my mother tongue, there are Portuguese words used, and I have seen Portugal playing football in television. I never have dreamt of going to Portugal in my life.
Portugal, of course, isn't known as a cricket-playing country. Do you know anything about the skills, the abilities of the teams that you'll be meeting there?
Not exactly. I don't have any idea of, any clue of how they would be playing against us. I never knew that there would be people playing cricket there in Portugal.
How would you describe the abilities of the St. Peter's cricket team at the moment? Do you feel that you're ready for this upcoming tour?
Yeah, in my opinion, I think we are a good bowling side. We have majority of our players capable of bowling two or three overs. And we are a good fielding side, considering that most of the players here are young. About the age of 25 to 28. So they are very athletic. They are physically well built and they are good. They are fast in the outfield. And we have some technical problems with regard to batting, and we are trying to clarify and ratify those errors.
You've got a trainer coming out from England, haven't you, later on this year to give you some good advice?
Yeah, we will be having two training sessions, one in the end of June from 28 to 30. And one at the end of September. I think with the help of the coach, we would be much better players in the future.
So you're looking forward to these matches, but you're also going to Fatima to pray, aren't you? It's also, in some sense, a spiritual pilgrimage as well as a sporting one.
Yeah. Our manager, Father Eamon O'Higgins, always tells us that we are not cricketers who happen to be seminarians, but we are seminarians who happen to be cricketers. So prayer and spiritual exercises come before cricket for us. So I personally think of this too as an opportunity to go down to Fatima. In my childhood, I have read about Fatima, Jacinta and Francis. I never hoped of going down to Fatima and visiting Our Lady face to face. That's why we are preparing rosary chain through these days. Each one offering a rosary decade every day for the intention of the team and for the intention of the two.
My thanks to seminarian Jose Matthews of St. Peter's Cricket Club.